This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Good to be with you on this rainy Thursday morning. So a lot today on Jalen Hurts with Pro Football Focus listing him as a Tier 2 NFL quarterback. Also a lot going on with the Phils. They play two today. Joe and Hugh have half a show. Then again, Rich, you wouldn't really have anything to complain about.
You said that with, I don't know, like,
yeah,
well,
angst. But yeah. We got that for 7 years.
Remember how great
half
that was?
Show.
Yeah,
when you
show.
Get a doubleheader, you're
show.
Like, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, and
nice
your ratings go up.
Yeah, because we get the Phillies to help
Phillies
us out.
Game.
Yeah.
It's double whammy. You work less and your ratings
good
go higher.
Win-win.
I'm kind of
congratulations.
Good for you,
guys.
Salaried people.
I almost texted Kyle Quinn when I saw his rain out and been like, I'm happy for you, buddy.
They're very lucky today. All right, let's get to Twitter poll questions of the day. We have been. Both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question. Which is better, Office Space or The Office? Second poll question, do you think Ranger Suarez will be a Philly next year? A, yes, B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. You know, Ben, I just don't really see the path. And it makes me sad. I love Ranger. I mean,
I do too.
You know, James brought up earlier, maybe the best chance to keep him is if there's a devastating injury that you know a pitcher is going to be out like a whole year. And I don't even know if that gets it done because Ranger's going to want, you know, a 4 or 5 year deal, maybe longer. I mean, maybe the most likely path is if they go to a 6-man rotation, but I don't want them to. Like, I just feel like he's probably gone and I don't really know what the solution is.
Yeah, somebody's going to pay him. It's not going to be the Phillies.
Whoa, so you think... Just like
he's gonna get $100 million from someone
no
to go be a great
back.
Pitcher, and he's
he
probably
more than that.
He might.
Yeah, he might.
But why don't we try to do something where we get something for him now? How likely is that?
It is.
It's a distinct possibility. There's not too many players on this team that you can trade away to get something in return.
Yeah,
but Ranger could be one of those guys.
So what's the likelihood? And
like a center fielder or a closer, something, right?
I think there's a high probability.
Do you really?
I do.
You think there's a better chance than not he gets traded during this season?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
then
why wouldn't you make something out of him rather than lose him?
That's interesting.
I don't know anything. I haven't heard rumors. I swear to you, I haven't heard anything.
Yep.
But I'm just looking at it from a business standpoint. Yeah. He offers the best to get something in return.
Sure.
Yeah. And you're going to lose him at the end of this year.
And so I think that's why the team was shopping Alec Boehm in the offseason, because there's really no other pieces on this team, A, that you can get rid of or dump salary with, or B, that you could get anything in return for. Alec Boehm showed that.
I mean, if Ranger gets traded, he might be the best player traded in the whole league. I mean, it depends on who else gets traded.
But agree with that.
He's an outstanding pitcher.
He's awesome. He's awesome. It's just a matter of him staying on the field and pitching every fifth day.
It's
been an issue.
What a conundrum. It really is something.
It is.
All right, 215-592-9494. Well, I'll tell you, for our poll purpose, I would definitely say no, I don't think he'll be a Philly next year. But, you know, we'll see. Go ahead, John.
I went to the dentist, and the dentist said I need that I'm staining my teeth.
Staining?
With coffee.
Drink less coffee.
I just started drinking coffee last year. How do you do this? How do you... When you just started drinking coffee, they're telling me it's now having a detrimental effect on
That's really weird because I've drank coffee for a long time and have never had issues like this.
Well, I mean, did your dentist say, have you noticed? Your dentist didn't notice that your teeth are more stained because your teeth were already more stained. My teeth last year were not stained, and this year... My dentist is like,
You're also the only person ever to just constantly bleed out of your forehead when you played football, so maybe your body just reacts different.
My skin is just like paper.
Coffee does that, red wine does it. I mean, there's a way to do it. You just drink without using
Copenhagen does it.
That's true.
Or use a straw.
Let's talk to...
You got a girl. Who cares if your teeth are a little bit, right?
That's so true. All right, Elliot Short Parks, of course, on the beat covering the Eagles for us, and... Back there yesterday with an OTA that was open to the media. So an awful lot to discuss with Elliot, who joins us right now. Good morning, Elliot.
What's up? How you guys doing?
Quite a bit, bud. So we'll go in a lot of directions, but let's just give you an open-ended first question that is this. What stood out to you the most with what was the most interesting thing you saw yesterday from the OTA or heard from the OTA?
Yeah, man, there was so much. I mean, it was our first chance at looking at the depth chart for this team, which I'm sure we'll get into, but... I guess my main takeaway would just be Jalen Hurts had a really good day. He was 20 of 21, was really surgical with the ball. No, like, big throws down the field, no, like, highlight throws. But he looked like the quarterback that we saw the majority of last season, which is just take what's there, really smart with the football. I don't think it was even close to intercepted a single time. And he was doing it without A.J. Brown, who was there but didn't practice. Devontae wasn't there. And obviously not really a running game when you're doing 11 on 11 or 7 on 7 with no pads. So
good.
I just thought Hurts wasn't special, but he was good.
That's great.
Who's there who surprised you? You know, question is players who are there that you expected to be there and players who didn't show up that you thought might be around.
Yeah, so that's always a tough one because they are voluntary. You don't know why players aren't there. It could be family things. It could be anything like that. But
yeah, it's okay if they're not there at this point in time.
Yeah, well, I would say it's okay if they're not there if it's a family thing or something. But like a player like Bryce Huff, for example. Bryce Huff was not there yesterday. If he's electing to stay away, that would be disappointing. Coming off of the season he's having. And the thing with Bryce Huff not there is it's kind of like last year where you don't even realize that he's not there, right? Like he's not a player where you show up and it's like, let's see if Bryce is there. He's kind of really fallen down the depth chart, down the list of important things. And that really stood out with the depth
they
have at edge.
Elliot, prediction here. And I know we got a couple months, so they have to make all these decisions. But Bryce Huff, which is more likely? I'm going to give you three choices. They keep him and play him. They keep him and don't play him, which is what they did with Bradbury last year. Or they cut him or trade him.
I think cut or trade. And June 1st is the date to keep an eye out here. If they trade him after June 1st, they save $4 million in salary cap space. So I think they are likely to move on from him. Again, you just look at the depth chart, like Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Azeez Ajulari, Josh Uche. I mean, they have a lot of interesting pieces there. And it just feels like Vic doesn't really like Bryce Huff as a player. And so if he doesn't like him, I don't know what his purpose is on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he was deactivated in the Super Bowl, and I didn't even realize until about a month after the game, but it's pretty telling that he wasn't even, activated to have a chance to play.
All right, that says a lot, though, also. So Azeez Ojulari is there, and Adoree Jackson is there, and Josh Uche also?
Yes,
there?
I saw him there.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so, Elliot, let's talk about Cooper DeJean. This is another fascinating one. Totally different scenario, though. I mean, this is one of your best players. So, my interpretation of what he said publicly yesterday is that they're going to try him at outside corner I think they probably want him to win the job, but they don't know if he will. Is that an accurate way to frame it?
I would say no. I think the more accurate way is he is the outside starting corner that's going to play nickel. Like, I would be really surprised if he, quote unquote, lost the outside corner job. Now, again, you know, we're talking about kind of two different jobs here because when they're just in base and only have two corners, which is not going to be often, then he will be out there, right? I think they feel confident in that. But the majority of the time, they will be a nickel, which means he'll move into the inside. Now, what he talked about yesterday was, like, there are challenges with that. He's done it in college, but, you know, you have to get used to it. You have to – there's different things on the outside that you do that you don't do on the inside. So I think he will be the outside guy in base for sure, but it'll be an adjustment.
What stood out to you from the depth chart? You referenced that there's now a public depth chart. What hit you?
Yeah, so yesterday I expected to see Kelee Ringo get the majority of snaps at outside corner when they were in nickel, and that really wasn't the case. It was maybe 50-50, but I think Adoree Jackson probably got more reps with the first-team defense than Kelee Ringo did, so that was surprising for sure. And then the other one is just, so Reed Blankenship wasn't there, so that's part of the safety depth chart, obviously, but they shuffled guys in and out. Like, they have five or six legit players that have an argument to make the roster. It's going to be really hard to decide. Yesterday, it was Andrew Makuba and Sidney Brown starting with the defense, but Andre Sam got in there, Lewis Seen got in there, Tristan McCollum got in there. So they really shuffled guys in and out with that first team safety position.
Okay. I guess that makes sense with all the safeties. So Makuba, you said he was running with the starters yesterday in Reed's absence. That seems like a big deal to have a rookie in there with the big guys.
Yeah, and last year, I mean, they didn't put Quinyon in there right away. Quinyon started with the backups and eventually worked his way up to the starter. Obviously Reed's not there, but Makuba getting those first team reps is surprising. Now, a big thing
that's
with
not
Makuba,
how they operate, is it?
Well, we only have a year of Vic. So, you know, like last year, Vic didn't do that. But obviously, he's doing it this year. And the big thing with Makuba was, like, his size coming out of Texas. Seeing him in person yesterday, he's slender, but he's not as small as I thought. I think with the draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Process, sometimes people get so focused on, you know, 6'1 versus 6', 190 pounds versus 185. But when they're out there on the field, you really can't tell a difference. So I thought Makuba and Mac McWilliams, the corner they drafted, I didn't think size looked like a problem for them compared to the other players.
And then the competitions we have on the offensive side of things, we know that Tyler Steen at right guard, I'm assuming he's competing against Trevor Keegan, Matt Pryor, I guess Kenyon Green also would be competing for that starting spot. How does that look right now? Is Steen going to be the guy for this camp at least?
Yeah, so I think of all the jobs we talked about, I think that Steen has the firmest grasp, I would say, on his job. I think it's his job to lose. I do think Kenyon Green will be given a chance. But I think Steen's history with the team, the fact he's taken reps with other offensive linemen, and he was the first team offensive lineman up there. So Green will be given a chance for sure, but I do think at this point I would probably call it Steen's job to lose.
This Avery Williams, he's a running back. Avery Williams is out there doing some things. Is he just involved more than anything for the special teams purposes right now? I know nothing at all about Avery Williams.
Yeah. So Avery Williams, he's played running back. I personally think they're going to use him more as a receiver. You know, like last year, and I know no one enjoyed watching the plays, but when they kept throwing those screens to Britton Covey early in the year, I think that's like a role they envision Avery Williams being better in than Covey was. And also then obviously you bring up special teams. That will be how he makes the roster. Okay. He's not going to be a big part of the offense or anything like that. So, has played running back, but I think, and especially seeing their running backs yesterday, I think his path on the field is more likely at receiver than it is at running back.
When you see the running backs, is Ben Van Sumeren one of them?
So he wasn't out there yesterday. I think he's still recovering from that injury, but I'll say this, seeing the running backs. A.J. Dillon, I mean, he reminds me a lot just in terms of, like, seeing a large human move quickly. Like, it's a little LeGarrette Blount-ish in how he looks in the open field. You can see why, when healthy, he is, like, a contributing part of an NFL offense. He has to stay healthy. That's a big part of it. But there was a play yesterday where he caught the ball in a little screen pass, and he just took off, and I just was standing on the sideline thinking, I would not want to be between him and the end zone right now. Like, he's a big dude. So, yeah, their running backs I thought looked good yesterday.
Elliot with us, obviously on the beat after covering the Eagles yesterday and for a bunch of years for us here at WIP. Elliot, let's get to some of what was said. I thought Goddard sounded happy. And what I mean by that is we knew he's back. We knew we agreed to terms with the Eagles, but you never know until a player talks and you try to discern if it's authentic, whether he's really happy with the number that he arrived at and not coming in grumpy. I thought he sounded really pleased with how it ended up. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think authentic's a good word there. Like, I didn't feel like he was just saying it. I thought, and I know, like, he is happy to be back in Philadelphia. Yeah. I think there was a real part of him that was open to the reality he would have to play elsewhere and tried to wrap his mind around that. But he always wanted to be back in Philadelphia. And the number he ended up getting really wasn't much lower than what he was going to get if none of this ever happened. So, he seemed in good spirits. I thought he did a good job talking about it, and it kind of felt like turning the page on this, and now the focus will be on the year and free agency next year.
You know what's fascinating? We'll probably never know, Elliot, but did it come down? Did the Eagles' offer go up after they didn't draft a player in the April draft?
100%.
Right? You know 100%. What I'm saying? Like that, yeah, that was probably the swing factor.
I think Goddard is back because the draft board didn't break their way and they didn't get a tight end.
Yep.
100%.
That's what I think.
So does the way the NFL is changing in terms of being more run focused, is that going to affect our bottom line in terms of roster creation and player distribution, Elliot? I look at the big roster right now, and I know we've got a lot of extra names because we just brought all these, young college players in who probably aren't going to make it when it's all said and done. But we have a lot of backs, of new backs. You know, we talked at the beginning there about Avery Williams, but then remember, we got Will Shipley, who we, as fans, we know him, we like him, we've seen him in the preseason, but Avery Williams, but there's also Montrell Johnson Jr., there's also Shundarrick Powell, there's also Lou Nichols. Is that number of backs growing because the run is growing more popular, and do we need to pay attention to this because it's just the way of the NFL now? Or are the Eagles probably going to be keeping things sort of the way they had been in the past and have, Saquon and two other guys?
Yeah, so I think this is where the practice squad comes into play. I don't think you'll see them carry more than three running backs on the active roster. It frankly could be two, and you could put A.J. Dillon on the practice squad and promote him a few weeks, see how he's doing.
Sure.
So I think for the most part, you'll see them. It'll be Saquon and Will Shipley. But another benefit of having a ton of running backs on the roster is, you don't want Saquon practicing yesterday. There's really no point in having Saquon do team drills yesterday. So you get a lot of running backs. You have them kind of get you through training camp, the preseason games, and then you can have them on the practice squad. But you are right. The more bodies, the better for a run first off.
Yeah, I'd say, Elliot, I think one of the most fascinating things with this team this year is going to be, do they dial Saquon back a bit, and if so, how much? Because they never did last year. I did not expect that. He was like a horse that starts out the race in first place and goes wire to wire, and they never backed him off. And I didn't think that was wise. It worked. They won the Super Bowl. It was an all-time season. But it will be interesting this year if it's, four or five less carries per game to try to preserve them. We'll see. Obviously, if they do, those backup running backs become more important. Elliot, one more thing. Petullo.
Yeah.
So you got a shot to listen to the new offensive coordinator. Sounds like things are going to really pretty much stay the same for the most part. He referred to new wrinkles. But I can't imagine they're trying to reinvent the wheel. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I thought he sounded exactly like what people expected, which is an extension of Nick Sirianni. He is Nick Sirianni's right-hand man. He's been here since Nick got here. He's worked with Nick before Philadelphia. And that's how he came across. Him and Nick agree on a lot of things. He called Nick one of his main offensive influences from a scheme perspective. So, it's the concern I have with this team. It is, are they going to have a counterpunch to what the NFL brings them, and can they do that without fresh ideas in the building? Yeah. So Petullo's impressive. He's accomplished a lot. I think he was well spoken, but he is an extension of Nick. So we will see how that works.
All right, Elliot, final, absolute last thing. Most important thing of all, should a Philly drill a Brave today?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, this reminds me of when the 49ers walked through the Eagles huddle in 2023. You either are a team that allows yourself to get pushed around or you're not. And the 2024 Eagles would not have allowed the 49ers to walk through that huddle. The 2025 Phillies can't allow a division rival to hit their best player and not retaliate. So a message is more important than a win, in my opinion.
I'm with you.
Amen, brother.
Elliot, good work, bud. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Elliot.
Yep, sounds good.
See you, pal. Thanks, Elliot Shore Parks. Ben, none of this is probably going to lead to a fight because it doesn't happen much in baseball anymore. Mm-hmm. But let's just get a little baseball.
When was the last big fight?
Oh.
There was a brawl earlier this season, wasn't there?
Was there?
Yeah, they don't really know anymore.
All right, Ben, give us a fight story. How many, roughly how many do you think you were involved in? Either on the field or running in from the bullpen or running in from the ball, the the dugout.
I'd say I was probably involved in six or seven.
Surprises, not more. All right, give me a good fight story.
I'll give you one. In Double A, we were playing Huntsville, the A's. The A's Double A, they were at our place. And not to brag or whatever, but I hit a 3-run homer in the bottom of the eighth.
Okay.
To put us up by a run.
You're feeling good.
I'm feeling good. We're in Mobile, Alabama.
You're on your way to the big leagues.
And the very next guy, Dave Newhand, gets drilled. I mean, first pitch, right in the ribs, like what are we doing? And Dave Newhand, his dad was Ross Newhand. I don't know if he's Hall of Fame writer with the Dodgers.
Okay.
But anyway, segue. we go into the next inning, and first hitter comes up, doesn't get hit. Next hitter gets drilled. It was Ramon Hernandez.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
He drops his bat, and he's like stood there for a second. And then I was not fast. And then he starts to run out towards Al Drumheller, our pitcher. And it gave me a chance to catch up to Ramon. I jump on Ramon's back, and I just power him to the ground.
Wow.
I'm like Superman onto his back, get him on the ground. He's face down on right in the front of the pitcher's mound. Right, so he never laid a hand on Al. Al jumps on top of me.
So you like hog tie him. Oh, no. You jump on his back and hog tie him down.
So Al jumps on top of me, and I got Ramon down on the ground. All I see are these left hooks coming underneath, and he's just smoking Ramon, right? And then it was just this whole melee ensued.
That's great.
It was crazy. So if in minor leagues, how it was back then, if you leave your position, you get fined, right? So everyone on the team got fined.
How much?
It was probably back then, like maybe $50.
Oh,
but I did not get fined because I was considered "quote unquote." It said in the paper, a peacemaker.
No way!
I didn't get fined.
That's wonderful.
But that was one of the better ones that we had. Other ones, you just kind of go out there and talk smack and like push a little bit, and then your buddy pulls you away. There was another one we had in Omaha, Nebraska. That was awful. And one of the guys, I may have told you this story before, ripped his pec.
Yeah.
And it was one of the grossest things I've ever seen.
In the fight, right?
In the fight, yeah. So he had a guy's neck, and the other guy pulled him off, and his whole pec just exploded.
I heard a story. I have no idea if it's true. So I don't want anyone to take this as gospel, because I have no idea if it's true. But I heard a story one time that in a fight, Bo Jackson was encouraging his teammates to not hit Cal Ripken because Cal's streak was ongoing.
Mm-hmm. That was like I heard that as well.
Do you think that is true?
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
Like, don't hit this guy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if his streak ended because of that? Like, someone knocked him out and he ended his streak? Like, that would be unbelievable.
Well, do you remember, James, when he broke his nose?
Of course, yeah.
Getting his photograph taken at the 96 All-Star game at the Vet. Was it a broken nose or the guy hit him in the nose?
He got hit in the nose. I don't know if it broke or not.
I thought it did.
Junior?
No,
did?
It might have. Well, whoever was standing next to Cal, like there was a slippage while the team photo was being taken, and a guy like accidentally elbowed Cal in the face
a slippage
in 96.
That's a pretty nasty.
And I thought it broke his nose. If not, it like
I accidentally slipped and elbowed you in the nose.
But he had already broken the record, but he kept going for another couple seasons.
I went down I would go down. We had the same agent. I'd go down to Cal's house in Baltimore and play basketball in the wintertime.
Wow. Look at Ben
what
Davis.
A flex that
look at Ben Davis.
And one day
can you dunk?
I used to be able to, yes.
Yeah, did you ever dunk on Cal?
Not in that particular game, no. No.
Not in that, but you did?
No, I did not. But he would go down there and he would tape his own ankles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba
Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And when I say this dude played rough, like, wow. It was like he was throwing bows and like posting up and like he's huge.
That's where you got to lay the smack
Cal's
down.
Cal's huge.
And Cal?
Oh, he was a
massive shortstop.
Huge.
Ben, you're 6'6", 255. How much do you weigh?
240.
When you were playing him, you're 6'6", 250, right?
Yeah.
You think he's big compared to that?
He's big dude, yeah.
Plus,
he's like 6'4", or something like that.
That's the whole
I think he's like 6'3", 6'4", guy.
Yeah.
Right?
For his position, he was massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was very physical in these basketball games. I mean, very physical. And I'm like, and this is when he hadn't broken the games played yet.
Sure.
The record.
So he wasn't.
Like, what are you doing, Cal?
So your point is he wasn't holding back.
He was not holding back.
That's fascinating.
I mean, the dude taped his own ankles. You know, he's getting after it. Like,
that's
here
true.
We go.
All right,
Cal, you are correct. He broke his nose when the American League was posing for a team photo, and Roberto Hernandez slipped on the platform and crushed him in his nose.
Could you imagine if that ended the streak?
It'd be wild.
Oh, my God.
He did it for like another 3 years or so, something like that.
That's not something that you just laugh off. Like, he slipped and, I don't know.
It broke his nose.
You can't just be like, oh, it's cool, man.
Oh, no, there's no
big deal. You broke my nose. Right.
Yeah. No,
John, there's video of it. Oh, I'm actually watching it right now.
All right, let's go to the phones.
That's wild.
215-592-9494. Let's talk to Dan right now. Dan, you're on WIP.
You know, I call up, right, with a simple topic, and then like throughout the show, while you're on hold, all these other things come up that's why I love this show so much. John, your coffee and your teeth, drink out of a straw.
I actually have a little stir thing here.
Yeah, that helps. Joe, when's the last, give us a fight story.
Good point.
Let's hear this, Joe.
I would say my last skirmish.
No, fight.
Was in McFadden's. So I go to a Villanova Syracuse game, mid 2000s, with an old girlfriend who went to Syracuse. I'm a Villanova fan. This guy gets in her face, very obnoxious Villanova guy gets in her face, says something highly...
Oh, so skirmish means highly, you don't really fight.
Highly inappropriate. First word began with F. And, like, you know, I had to step in there, and it was me versus a bunch of people, and I handled business. That's the end of the story.
I thought your last fight was when you told Judy's boyfriend you were going to ask her to your prom. So I thought, like, haymaker and her being thrown there.
Shout out to cousin Judy.
You are not first cousin.
You are relentless.
They're second cousins once removed. It's legal.
It's not a topic I like to talk about, so let's just move on, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
What else, seriously, does Jalen Hurts have to do for you to consider him elite?
Like, better. I'll answer the question. Be better in the passing game more consistently.
But what's that going to do? He's won a Super Bowl. He's been to 2 in 5 years. He's a Super Bowl MVP. Like
Dan. Here we go. Series of questions. Was Phil Simms elite?
No.
Was Nick Foles elite?
No.
Was Eli Manning elite?
No.
Was Jim Plunkett elite?
No.
Okay.
So we've moved the standard of our quarterback to, we want somebody that can win a Super Bowl to, now they have to be elite.
They don't have to be. I'm not moving any standard. I mean, we're just addressing whether we think he's elite.
I don't even think it should be a topic. We're lucky we have him. He's a great quarterback. Like Jimmy said, if there was a draft today, you're picking Jalen Hurts over Saquon Barkley, no? Like, Jalen Hurts is the guy you're going to start your team with.
Without a doubt. There's not even a question.
No,
in fact, I think 20 quarterbacks would go with the first 20 picks.
You know,
like, what are you talking about?
Dan, remember what Ike said. Take it for what it's worth. But Ike said last year when that whole brouhaha kicked up in early December, Ike said if they have to choose between Hurts and AJ, they will choose AJ Brown. He said that on WIP.
Well, he's wrong about that.
He could be right or wrong, but it's notable that he said it.
Well,
and AJ obviously is a better player than Jalen Hurts. I mean, clearly.
So you're telling me right now, if the top five players in this year's draft were Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, and Saquon Barkley, we know everything we know about them now, you would pick A.J. Brown or
Saquon
Barkley?
This is silly,
dude. So hold on. So, Dan, you're kind of crossing conversation. So let's address this reality. Quarterbacks are most important. There's no question.
That's the whole point.
No, that's not the whole point. Hold on. That's not the whole point. Quarterbacks are the most important. There is no question. That doesn't mean they are fundamentally better. Like, for instance, I watched Randall and Reggie their whole Eagles career. Now, would I say that it would hurt the Eagles' chances to win a game more if Randall got hurt in a game than Reggie? Yes, because Randall was the quarterback. There's not a human that watched them, and I love Randall. There's not one person in the world that would say Randall was better than Reggie, right? Not one person would say Randall was better than Reggie. Donovan was great. He was not greater. He was not better than Dawk. Now, the Eagles would be more screwed if Donovan got injured than Dawk. That doesn't mean Donovan was better than Dawk. Are you with me?
I think Donovan was better for the team than Dawk.
Hold on. Who was a better football player, Donovan McNabb or Brian Dawkins?
I think it comes to what you
give me an answer.
Brian Dawkins if you're going position players.
You don't have to guess. Brian Dawkins was a better football player than Donovan McNabb. That's a fact.
But Donovan was more important to the team than Dawk.
You're relying back on the quarterback thing supersedes all, and what I'm telling you is for a better player, it doesn't. For more important to win a game, I will grant you the Eagles are more screwed if the quarterback gets injured than the wide receiver. I get that.
Do you think that takes away from Jalen that you don't think he's the best player on the team?
I think most people don't think he's the best player on the team.
But
who do you think is better, Saquon Barkley or Jalen Hurts?
Semantics.
Hold on. Who do you think is better, Rhea? Saquon Barkley or Jalen Hurts?
Saquon had a better year last year.
Who do you think is a better player?
Better overall, I think Jalen.
I do too.
To me, that is insane. Well, Ben, can you talk out of
the
medicine?
You have to take the position into account. You can't talk in a vacuum like that.
Ben, how insane is this?
Position matters. Ben, like, it's not like they don't play positions.
Hold on. Ben, how insane is this?
I don't think it's insane, but I think it's not true. Saquon's a better football player than Jalen.
Saquon was on the Giants. They didn't win a Super Bowl.
Correct.
Saquon had one special year.
Yeah.
One.
You guys.
It's true, though. It's true, though.
Because he finally got with a team with an offensive line.
And a quarterback.
Yeah, I shake my head.
The quarterback hands the ball to him.
The quarterback is the biggest, one of the biggest reasons Saquon had the year he had. Are you kidding me?
No, I don't agree with
you
that.
You see, that's he's the only
a fa- he is a factor, but he's not as big a factor as Saquon's brilliance and the offensive line's brilliance.
And by the way, I'll say this.
If Jalen was better at passing the ball, it would make it easier for Saquon because the teams wouldn't be stacking
the
box.
How much easier could it be for Saquon? He ran for over 2,000 yards. He could have broken the record if he played in the last game of the season. What are you talking about? This is nonsense.
Remind me to write a book for you on 101.
2,000 yards. How much easier going to be?
My next book is going to be football 101.
How much easier going to be?
Teaching James.
How much
Sultan.
Easier?
You know what I think?
Run for 2,000 yards. What are you going to run for 2,500? Like, what are you talking about?
I don't. What's your question?
You said that
if Jalen threw the ball better, it would make it easier.
How much easier could it be for
Saquon?
It could be easier if safeties didn't have to come up.
Also, that helps Saquon because Saquon burst past them. That was part of the thing that Saquon does.
All right. Dan, give me an answer for fictional coworkers.
I just love how we're so spoiled now that we're arguing about who's the best player on our team instead of
I can't believe it's... Jalen Hurts didn't even make the Pro Bowl, and they had like all pros and pro bowlers all over the place. He wasn't one of them, and now people have him as the best player on the team. That is insane.
I didn't say he was the best player on the team. I said he was best.
Taking position, it doesn't matter.
And James, I guess you think he's better than Jalen Carter also, right?
I think position matters. Yeah. I think that what I'm saying is that he is the most valuable player on the football team. That's
position
what I think.
Position does no matter. About that. Position does matter, and Saquon was a better running back than Jalen was a quarterback.
There's no question. It's not. It's not even debatable.
Quarterback matters so much more.
Saquon didn't make it through a Super Bowl without Jalen.
Well, to be clear, obviously the Chiefs freaking stocked the box. That was obviously what Spags was doing. And yes, they stymied Saquon, which finally opened up Jalen Hurts to actually, you know, seize the moment.
And he did.
He threw the ball. They dared him to throw the ball, so he kicked
and
their
he
ass.
Did. And he did have that one drive that went above 50 yards in the game.
Put up 55 points the week before, buddy.
When the defense had 4 turnovers, but he was tremendous.
You just have excuses.
He was tremendous. Guys, first half, for what it's worth, there was a Cooper DeJean touchdown NFC Championship game, Super Bowl, and there was a 10-yard drive when Zach Bond intercepted the ball. That was 14 of their first 24 points. I mean, you know, like, let's not act like he was in the first half brilliant. Now, in the game overall, third quarter, there's no question he played a great game. I am not denying that. Yes. But anyone that denies that in that game, that the defense wasn't the number one reason they won that game, doesn't have their head screwed on straight.
100% it was the defense.
All right, well, what about other games? Other
games, it was primarily Saquon and the defense and the offensive line.
Other games where Jalen.
So what you're saying is we could have any quarterback come in on this team and win the
Super Bowl. They certainly could have in the actual Super Bowl game. They could have played the freaking fifth-string quarterback and won the game.
So the other team did not cross midfield until late in the third quarter. Would you feel comfortable about trading Jalen and just getting a run in the middle quarterback?
No.
You can get a whole bunch of...
I would not want to do that. Dan, give me an answer. Fictional coworkers.
Jules and Vince from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, great answer.
Very good.
I was waiting for that.
All right, very good.
Joe, just tell him that we could agree with you, then we'd both be wrong. Just tell him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.